And once again, welcome to hour number two of the Power Hour. It is 12:06 p.m. on Friday, November 12, 2021. You can call it Feel Good Friday. You can call it whatever you want. Dave Krieger, I'm here to take your phone calls, 844-769-2944, on any subject matter. Since it's Feel Good Friday, you should know next week's going to be pretty cool for you night sky fans out there. We're going to have the longest lunar eclipse of the century, and this year's Leonid's meteor shower. That's right. Thursday, Friday, November 18th and 19th, you can see the blood moon lunar eclipse as the full moon slips into the Earth's shadow over the course of 3 hours and 28 minutes. And then you have, besides the sliver of the moon at its peak, you'll be watching also the Leonid meteor shower. And the partial eclipse, basically on the West Coast, for those of you, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. maximum time there. Partial eclipse begins a little after 2 in the morning if you're on the East Coast, reaching its peak at 4 a.m. You want to get up and watch the moon at 4 a.m. That's when it's going to be cool. So part of Feel Good Friday here, Dr. Bradley Nelson is with us. He has a website called discoverhealing.com, and we've got a little bonus for you for listening to our show in this half-hour segment. Dr. Brad has a best-selling book, The Emotion Code, and he's going to turn you on to a website that you can download the first two chapters absolutely free and see if it's right for you. Dr. Nelson, thanks for coming on the Power Hour today.
Well, hey, Dave, it's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me on.
So our biggest thing, because of the fact the holidays are coming up, and Thanksgiving, that real expensive $40 turkey that looks scrawny when you get it out of the oven, the gain in average, besides all the stress, 5 to 7 pounds over the winter month, all because we have this compulsion to eat. Everything from holiday sweets, drinks, and comfort foods, and cold weather, and seasonal affective disorder. And seasonal affective disorder, is that real?
Yeah, it really is. The acronym there is SAD, S-A-D, and it's because people don't get enough light in the winter.
Yeah, that's true, they don't. So basically, you started out on this after how many years in practice, and then you just decided, hey, I'm going to focus on ways to be your best self. Is that not right? Is that what this emotion code's all about?
Well, what happened, I was practicing as a solo practitioner by myself. I had a clientele that kind of ran the gamut of young and old, everything from infants to very elderly people. And as time went on, I saw more and more difficult situations happening with people. And what I came to understand eventually was that no matter how young or old my patients were, no matter what they were suffering from, whether it was something physical or mental or emotional, they all had something in common. And what I found was what they had in common was something that we call emotional baggage. You know, we use that phrase a lot of the time, right, Dave, especially when we're referring to somebody else, like, you know, that guy's got a lot of emotional baggage or things like that. But the reality of it is, when we experience intense emotions like anger or grief or resentment or fear or terror or shock or disgust or feelings of insecurity, whatever it might be, when we're feeling those intense emotions, sometimes the emotional energy is too much for us to deal with, and sometimes it leaves us with emotional baggage, literally what we call trapped emotions. And to understand how this works, you have to understand that the body itself is really nothing more than a very complex energy field. I mean, if you look at your hand looks normal, but if you magnify your hand a million times or more, you'd be looking eventually at a single individual atom. And that's what your hand is made out of. And what is in an atom? Nothing. It's just empty space and some little infinitesimally tiny energies that are zipping around at the speed of light. And that's really what we are. So when we're feeling an intense emotion, what we're feeling is a certain vibration, if you look at it in terms of energy and in terms of quantum physics. And so what we have found is that emotional baggage is an absolutely huge epidemic issue that's going on all over the world that is causing 90% of all the physical pain that people have. It's an underlying cause of every disease process that that we've seen now in 33 years of doing this work. So think about this. If you know somebody that's suffering from migraine headaches, for example, or back pain or neck pain, or if they're dealing with infertility or asthma or digestive problems, or if you know somebody that's been diagnosed with cancer, or if you know somebody that's dealing with depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or eating disorders or self-sabotage of some kind, it's because in whole or in part because of their emotional baggage. This emotional baggage is an underlying cause of every disease process that we have seen now in 33 years. So getting rid of that emotional baggage is it can really change your life. And the emotion code is just a really simple, easy way to do that. And, you know, talking about the holidays and talking about food and we're going to gain all this weight on average, right? And why is that? Well, a lot of that is because of emotional eating. And emotional eating is driven by these energies of these emotions that are still with us from events that we have gone through, from holidays past and from divorces and from being bullied when we were younger and all kinds of things. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what the emotion code is. It's a way to find this emotional baggage and get rid of it. And it's great because anybody can learn how to do it themselves. In fact, kids can learn how to do it, and they're having success all over the world.
Yeah, I noticed one of the arguing points here, or talking points on the notes that I've got here for the emotion code, is eating for energy. And to me, yeah, I eat for energy too. You know, when I'm sitting at a table with a dysfunctional family and I'm having Thanksgiving dinner, I'm keeping my mouth full, because the more full my mouth is, the less I'm able to talk. And it's right. Usually the talking part that gets you into trouble.
Yeah, I totally get that. But think about how great you feel when you are eating fresh, locally sourced fruits and vegetables and lean meats while you're drinking a lot of water. You know, we all know how much better we feel. We know how wiped out we are after eating a really heavy meal, or we know how we just don't feel good when we eat certain foods. So some tips that I can share. One thing that's important is to move more and eat less. A lot of people are sick because they just aren't moving enough. And if you do 30 minutes of exercise every day, it's really going to make a difference for your strength and your stamina. It's going to help to keep your brain free from clutter. And it doesn't have to be something intense. You don't necessarily have to go to the gym. You know, just walking.
Oh, darn. I do that an hour a day.
Yeah, good for you. You'll probably outlast a lot of your friends.
No, but you say just 3 10-minute walks throughout the day. I mean, you can walk around your property or do yard work or whatever. Yeah. Like that. I mean, just to do a little exercise and gardening or whatever, that helps improve the strength too.
Well, right, absolutely. Another great thing that you can do is work on letting go of past things. You know, one of the things that I have found with people over these many years of working as a holistic doctor is that I've come to the conclusion that if there are people in your life that you have not forgiven, until you forgive those people, it's going to be really hard for you to find real peace. And sometimes the person that we need to forgive the most is us, because of dumb things that we've done, right? I mean, that's just kind of how it goes. So another important thing to do besides forgiveness is to create a gratitude journal. You know, the old saying, count your blessings, kind of a trite saying. But what they've actually done studies on this, Dave, and they found that when people actually create a gratitude journal, within a couple of weeks of doing this daily, their life really begins to shift. They start to sleep better. They fall asleep more easily. They sleep longer. They sleep more deeply. They awake more refreshed. And not only that, but all of those hormones of aging and stress that cause so much damage for us, that damage our immune systems and so on, those chemicals go down in the blood, and the chemicals of healing and the hormones of anti-aging start to go up. So it has a lot to do with what you're thinking about, too. Some other tips that I can give you are try to do something every day that lifts your spirits. So maybe it's a daily quote, maybe reading a scripture, maybe some kind of a talk, maybe watching something online that's inspirational. You know, there are there's a lot of information online. You can go to YouTube. You can find things that are uplifting and that are happy and that are positive. So not all the news is negative. And if you watch the news, especially the mainstream media, you're going to believe that, you know, there's no hope for anybody. And it might be a really good idea for you to go on a media diet.
Well, yeah, I get that. Right? I get that, Dr. Brad. I got a little quip here because every time, you know, you talk about this and as reading spirits, reading the scriptures and stuff. Yeah, those are good. I remember the story about the guy that he, you know, was a devout Christian and he believed that he was just going to he would open up the Bible and close his eyes and put his finger on a passage. And whatever that said, that's what he was going to do. So he decided to flip open the book and the good book. And so he's closed his eyes and he put his finger down and he saw the first he looked at what he put his finger on. It said, and Judas went and hanged himself. And he's like, no, that can't be right. That can't be right. So he closes his eyes, flips a couple more pages, puts his finger down, opens his eyes and it says, go and do thou likewise. And he's like, no, that can't be right. So he closes his eyes and he flips a few more pages over and puts his finger down, opens his eyes and reads what he put his finger on. It says, what thou must do, do us quickly.
Oh, boy.
So see, what I like to do when I get in a funk, I like to watch comedy. That gets my mind off of watching the table scene, the fart scene at the from like the clumps. In The Nutty Professor or, I mean, anything like that, watching Robin Williams do some of these bits, watching Rodney Dangerfield on The Carson Show, any of this stuff that's clean, that's cleansing. I mean, laughter to me is the best medicine, and that's how I get out of my funk.
Yeah, you know, I absolutely agree with you. In fact, my wife and I this morning were watching some clips from the Pink Panther series.
You remember those? There you go.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy, I think he was a publisher. He was a famous figure, Norman Cousins. Healed himself of cancer just by watching funny movies.
Interesting.
According to him, yeah.
But, I mean, so, that is a way to find inner peace, is it not?
Well, you know, I think that it can certainly help. I think that... as far as finding inner peace, I think it has to do it has to do with a couple of things. I think it has to do with being present, because a lot of times what I've noticed with people is that a lot of people spend either a lot of time kind of in the past, feeling emotions of regret and sadness and sorrow for things in their past, so they're really not present. And then on the other hand, a lot of people, there's another group of people that spend a lot of their time in the future. And so they tend to feel a lot of emotions of fear and dread and worry and so on. Being in the present, though, is so important, and a lot of people miss it. So being present and realizing that all we have really is the present right now. I mean, it's important to plan, obviously, for the future and to learn from your mistakes in the past. But if you're spending too much time in either the past or the future, then it kind of robs you from being present. And the other thing that I think, you know, if we're talking about inner peace, I really think that it's all about what we learn from people who die and go to the other side and then come back. Sometimes they get rejected and they get sent back. And those people often talk about the experience they had. And in many, many cases, what they say is that they had a life review. They were able to see how the things that they did in their life affected other people, and they're able to comprehend the ripple effects of minor things that they did and how those ripple effects affected other people. But they're also asked a couple of questions, typically, and they're asked usually, how much did you learn while you were on the earth, and how much love were you able to develop for your fellow beings in the world? And I think that's really a key. I think it's a key to life. I think life is about learning how to give unconditional love. You know, I was watching a YouTube video recently. It was an emergency room doctor, and he was talking about this day that changed his life. He said that in the ER, he said that normally it's not like in the movies or on TV. When people flatline and they go into cardiac arrest, he said it's only about 15% of the time that they're able to bring them back. where on TV and in the movies, it's, you know, it's like 85%. It's just the opposite. And he said one day there were three people in the ER that flatlined, and they brought all three of them back, and they all three said the same thing. They all said, why did you bring me back? They said, for the first time in my life, I felt total acceptance. Think about that. I thought about that a lot, you know, and I think it has to do with unconditional love. And I think that that is really it's a secret, I think, that I think that's what Jesus was teaching and what so many spiritual teachers have been trying to tell us for so many years, that it's about our ability to love and to accept others unconditionally. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that's kind of a secret. I think it's a secret to happiness, for one thing. You know, accepting unconditionally. It's kind of like the prayer from AA, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change and the wisdom to know the difference and so on. So gratitude also is really important. You know, I believe that we're here to learn how to have joy. And I thought about that a lot, too, and I thought, gee, how can you have joy when there's so much bad stuff going on in the world and there's so much negativity? And I think it's gratitude. When you start really focusing, counting your blessings, maybe creating a gratitude journal, when you're in a feeling of intense, really full, deep gratitude, there's no fear there. There's no dread, none of those negative emotions. You're on a really high vibration. And so, anyway, those are some thoughts that I wanted to share with your listeners today.
Yeah, to me, Dr. Nelson, you know, just going out and being nice to people, that's for starters. Because when you're nice to people, you're getting nice back, and that helps. That's what makes the world go round and keeps people from becoming violent, is people who are able to walk around and be fine-tuned to what's going on around them. You know, unfortunately, you know, there are situations that a lot of our listeners are going through right now. A lot of them are on fixed income. A lot of them are facing the music when it comes to, all of, you know, they feel disenfranchised and they're still hanging on to that. There's some political excess baggage, I think, that's going on in this world right now, that it's very difficult, given the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts that are circulating, to forgive any of the Biden administration for what they've done to everyone, which is one of the reasons why having a book like this, The Emotion Code, will help people, keep their feelings and their anger in check, which I think at this juncture, they need to understand what tyranny is, but at the same time, in going with what I see, the direction that you're headed with this book, they if they can just keep their stuff in check, and realize, like you said about AA, you know, I can't change what's going on in DC, but I can change what's going on in my own backyard.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. I think you're really hitting the nail on the head there. We can't allow ourselves to sink down to the level of people that are abusive and tyrannical and so on. We need to stand in the light and stand for liberty and stand for freedom. I'm with you completely, 100% there.
Okay, so here's the thing, folks. You can get the first two chapters by going to emotioncodegift.com. That is a website just specifically devoted to getting a copy of the first two chapters of The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson, who's on our show with us now. Obviously, you know, we're just about out of time in this segment to take calls, but you can download or purchase, you know, at least the Emotion Code gift. You can download that for free. And you also, I think you get the starter kit. You get information on the starter kit, right?
Yeah, that's right. Essentially, that's what it is the starter kit. So in other words, it gives you a chance to read the first two chapters of the Emotion Code book and see if it's something that might resonate with you. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people all over the world using the Emotion Code for their own family members and are finding out that by simply releasing trapped emotions, all kinds of things improve. People's depression and anxiety and phobias, panic attacks, PTSD, eating disorders, self-sabotage, all kinds of physical issues things that you wouldn't think would have any connection to any sort of emotional baggage, but things like digestive problems, asthma, infertility, and of course physical pain, nine times out of ten, is being caused in whole or in part by emotional baggage. And people are finding out that when they use this simple process to get rid of emotional baggage, suddenly things improve. It's really an amazing thing. And so, yeah, the Emotion Code gift is just a simple way for you to try it out.
For sure. And, well, not only that, but in reading it, then you're focusing and you're not dealing with kids' cell phones or TV or any of that other garbage. You're actually reading, which we seem to be lacking a lot of in this day and age, is the ability to sit down with a good book and get into it. So, you know, this is something I do an insane amount of reading every single day of the year. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, we share information like this with our listeners here on the Power Hour. Once again, that website is emotioncodegift.com. For those of you who can want to get into that and read the first two chapters, you can download those for free. Certified practitioners can also be found at discoverhealing.com. That is Dr. Bradley Nelson's website. And Dr. Nelson, we certainly appreciate your time and coming on as part of our Feel Good Friday segment to talk about this and to help people get through the holidays. And we appreciate your coming on to the Power Hour. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, sir. And Merry Christmas, because we may not have you on before then. You never know. Anyway, folks, we're coming up to the break, and we've got some more news and some more discussion. The phone lines again, of course, 844-769-2944. I know that Dr. Nelson had some very valuable information, and you can still go download a free copy of the first two chapters of that book. That's right, emotioncodegift.com. That's right. You just go there and download it. First two chapters are available for you to read, and make your holidays just a little bit brighter despite all the garbage that's going on right now. But we'll be back after the break to conclude with the news and take your phone calls. What's on your mind? That's right. We want to know, because unless you call us, we don't. 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. You can hear us archived if you missed any of the segments at thepowerhour.com. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And we're back to the last segment of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. 12:31 p.m. Friday. It is November 12th, 2021. This just in, Texas Governor Abbott has ordered education agency to investigate criminal pornography activity in public schools. So this is now becoming very far-reaching. He's directed Mike Morath, who is the Texas Education Agency Commissioner, to investigate criminal activity involving the availability of pornography in the state's public schools. In a letter to Morath, the governor noted recent reports Texas students have been exposed to pornographic books and content in public schools across the state. Earlier this week, Abbott told the Texas Association of School Boards that a growing number of both students and parents across the state are becoming increasingly alarmed about some of the books and content found in the libraries deemed inappropriate in the public education system. There is a penal code, 43.24, the Texas Penal Code, that has been cited. It's illegal to provide pornography to somebody under the age of 18. So they are cracking down. They're going to get to the bottom of this and find out what is happening in the school libraries. This, of course, after what happened in Virginia just exploded. People are paying attention to the people in Virginia. We're watching the people in Texas who are finding all sorts of crazy garbage in the school libraries. They're wondering why their kids are being exposed to it. Gotta love that, right? At least they're paying attention. That's what works. Mary in Kansas City, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm talking about False Flag Festival. The governor from that just got elected is Council on Foreign Relations. Out of the frying pan, into the fire. Nobody was killed at Ruby Ridge. Vicki Weaver did not have her head shot off. And that's handy because then you have a corpse that you don't have to identify, have the family identify. Waco, total Waco. He says my hands were, the flesh was dripping off and it's burned off. And then he said, I interviewed years later, and his hands are perfect. These are all fake. Kyle Rittenhouse, these are all agents. Fake shooting other agents, and you can see it very easily at Christchurch shooting where the kid discharges the gun, shot 50 Muslims. He discharged his gun in the car and didn't break the windshield because it's a paintball rifle. So we can all calm down.
So, Mary, you think Kyle Rittenhouse is an agent provocateur for something?
Yes, Steve. It's all staged. If everything is staged, look at the people he shot. Look at, how about Ahmed Aubrey, who was supposedly shot by a 12-gauge shotgun and was, you know, manfully wrestling. You know, nonsense. That's a one-third inch, even one of those pellets, one-third inch of lead. You got hit by one, you're down. Like, look at the genealogy.
Okay. All right. We appreciate your input this morning, Mary. Thank you so much. Dave in New York, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. A few days ago when Rebecca was on and I mentioned the 6 and a 7-year-old were given the adult dose of the COVID vaccine.
Right.
It's gotten much worse since then. In fact, Loudoun County, Virginia, TED Pharmacy gives the wrong COVID doses to dozens of children.
Do you know this for a fact?
Yes.
All right. How did you become aware of this information and what did you do anything about it when you found this out?
I'm calling you right now. I mean,
yes,
I
you are.
Don't
okay.
know how else to do it, but it was on the news. It was on the local news this morning. It was especially on a scroll going across the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
Now, I've heard of worse cases, but like you, I'm not going to say something unless I can verify it.
Right. And I understand.
Next thing I'd like to say is, I believe it was called the Modernization Act. It was an executive order from Obama, and it said that it's legal for the media to lie. Okay, we know it's illegal to tell the truth, and why would you put a law in that it's legal for the media to lie? Third thing I would like to hit on.
It's for your own good, Dave. It's for your own good.
Yeah. The third thing I would like to just hit on real quick. Everybody's seen 911, you know, and have the police come and, you know, save the day or whatever. But last year or the year before, you used to be able to watch Panic 911. It was on True TV or Ion or Real TV, one of the, you know, any of those things. And it would show where somebody's house was getting broken into, like a elderly woman, you know, by herself, and some meth's breaking into the house, you know. And sometimes she fires a shot, you know, or in this situation, then these 911, panic 911s, you know, they fire a shot and somebody run away. But when somebody's really hopped up, they keep calling in. And the lady's on the phone with 911 saying, he's almost in. What do I do? You know what I mean? You can't wait for the friggin' police to show up at that point in time. But just remember,
nope.
I'm sure a lot of people remember Panic 911 at all.
I do. And the funny thing about it is that when you are dealing in a situation like this, if this woman who was saying they're breaking in, what do I do? And not once does the dispatcher say, shoot the guy. Do you have a gun? She doesn't. You know, why don't they bother to ask? Are you armed? Do you have a gun? Is he coming at you? Yes, he's coming at me. Okay, it's okay to pull the trigger. I have you on the phone. We're recording your conversation. You know, it's all right. If he's going to come at you, he's got a knife. Is he armed? You know, if you fire a warning shot, some people do it just to scare them. Sometimes it works. But like you say, if they're hopped up on crack or something else, they don't care. They're going to keep coming no matter how many rounds you put in them, which is why a lot of people like to use hollow points, because it has greater stopping power than just a through and through. They still may be able to get to you and, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I live in New York, okay? And obviously the law here is you can't fire a weapon within 600 feet of a house. Well, guess what? That includes your house. The house you're in, if somebody's outside, you can't shoot out because you're within 600 feet of your own house.
Amazing. So anyway, that means that, you know, the stand your ground law, you know, no, that's okay. It is frustrating because the laws sometimes are conflicting. And you violate, you're safe under one law, but you violate another law. I mean, a lot of people just feel like the justice system has failed us. And in this case with Kyle Rittenhouse, Dave, I really think that he has a judge that is really trying to pay attention to the Constitution, even though the outcome of this case may not be what everybody wants. And of course, the left is hoping that they send this kid to prison for the rest of his life. If they had their way, they'd say, "Hey, bring him out in the square here, and we'll have a public hanging, and they'll all sit around and chant kumbaya that they've done the world a good deed by getting rid of a white supremacist." This is how everything has become so jacked up, and why people are so the way they are. And this is what the left, if this is what they're going to hang their hat on, I'm sorry, but the left is going to lose this, because there's too many Second Amendment law-abiding, gun-toting Americans that are going to keep this country just where it is, on an even keel. And these leftists, if they think they're going to get away with this, they got another guest coming. Because I know probably at least 120 million gun owners think otherwise. So, you know, thank God for small favors and people like you, Dave, that are doing their research and understanding what the law is in their state. And we thank you for your call. Anybody else? The number is 844-769-2944. I don't like the idea of being called a white supremacist. I have a lot of black friends. I have Jewish friends. I have a lot of friends. I have attorneys who are friends. I know, you know, what's 500 attorneys at the bottom of the ocean, a good start. You can say anything you want. You know, we used to be able to joke around about stuff like that. Now everybody takes offense to every little thing. And some of my best friends are attorneys, and I invite them to my classes, and they come and they speak. and they teach people how to stay in their house when the bank's trying to foreclose. I mean, literally, you understand the law. If everybody knew the law, we wouldn't need laws on the books. If everybody walked in love, we wouldn't need to be shooting at other people. We wouldn't need to be worried about people rioting because they'd all be living at peace. But because of the fact that somebody is paying, and we know who those people are, I don't have to name names, right, Soros? I don't have to name names, that there are people out there that are fueling anarchy. And this is what they say, all right? It's all the rumors, the rumor mill. You know, I've yet to see George Soros actually come out and admit that he funded something, even though, you know, we seem to think that he may be behind things and we're tying things through our research to him and other people. Yeah, we know that all of this stuff is happening. We know Johnson & Johnson is split into two companies. We know that a Texas company has been charged with price gouging on drugs. We know that there's a new FDA chief, Robert Califf, who served during Obama administration. They're looking at getting him confirmed as the new FBA chief in the Biden administration. You know, God only knows what's going to happen there. Mercola's new articles out right now are saying that the Great Reset, according to the World Economic Forum, by 2030, we're going to own nothing and be happy about it. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I think these people who are elitists, I don't care what, whether they're trilateral or CFR or whatever the case may be, I don't care. If we're living in a one system political forum, in other words, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they're both the same party. They're both achieving the same thing. Both sides of the aisle have made a mess of what is going on in this country today. Both of them, when you see the rhinos voting for Democratic stuff, what do you think I'm meaning when I'm talking about both sides of the aisle being responsible for all of our problems? Yes, we as Americans, if you're going to look at the government and take what the government is doing as an example of how to live in America, wow, we're all in a world of hurt. Because the people in government, to me, are right now all self-aggrandizing, self-serving, bottles of gas bag. And they occupy a seat. And, you know, these people that voted for this infrastructure bill that are Republican, is somebody bought them off. I can only assume that. Many of you probably are assuming that. They got bought off. Why did they vote for it? Well, because there was something in it for them. You know, they get to go back to their district and say, well, because I voted for this bill, this my district is getting all this money. Really? Yeah, if you're a citizen of any one of these guys that voted for this, if you're in their district, congressional or senatorial, look and see where that money's going. Seriously, do a study just on what you were promised or what your congressman or senator told you, and dig up every little thing that they allegedly said that they were going to get for your district, and see how much of that infrastructure package actually funded the projects that congressperson said were going to be funded in your state. And just track that. That will be enough right there to expose that congressperson to the media, especially the local media, because you can make a difference locally in your community. Not so much in D.C., but when they come home, the chickens come home to roost, right? You've heard the saying. And that means that if you can call out your congressman or senator for voting against something that you know was in not in your best interest, but in their best interest, you can call them out on it. And you can do it in their little town hall meetings when they come back. This is what I mean by the chickens coming home to roost, because the truth will out. And you will find out that these people did not vote in your best interest. And you'll find out the reason why they didn't vote in your best interest. 844-769-2944. I'm not buying the global Great Reset. Yes, I know it's out there, and I know the World Economic Forum is behind it. We know about the conspiracies, but bringing them into fruition, it's like, okay, what's going on in your area? Does it really matter, you know, all these little conspiracy stories you hear, whether you're QAnon or whatever the case? I watch what they say, but they keep predicting that things are going to happen, and they're not. Oh, yeah, this Thursday, Trump's going to be back in office. Really? Where did you get your information from? Oh, from QAnon. You have to learn to read the code. You have to learn to read between the lines. You know, really? Come on. Really? Are we being fear-mongered again? The one thing that we do know is the $2.4 trillion reconciliation bill, according to the Cato Institute at Liberty Blog, The $2.4 trillion reconciliation bill includes $80 billion for increased IRS funding. What do the Democrats want to do? Oh, more control. They want to beef up the tax agency and expand its powers. They want to raise revenues by reducing the tax gap, which is the amount of taxes legally owed but not paid. Gee, wonder why they'd be doing that. Is it because they know that this $1.whatever trillion infrastructure bill really isn't free? Is that what they're saying? Wow. Crazy, isn't it? Regulators are now looking at a rare and serious condition linked to the Moderna vaccine. Well, that's not, can't be good for their stock. According to a bulletin posted by the European Medicines Agency, EMA, it is reviewing six cases of capillary leak syndrome, considered a very rare disorder, after they were reported in the Eudora Vigilance database. Now, folks, capillary leak syndrome, this is what Charles Hoppe, the doctor in Canada, has been doing D-dimer tests on his patients who have gotten the jab. And he's finding out that there is a capillary leak syndrome. He's finding this out in a majority of the people that have been vaccinated. It's called blood clots. You know, because you get a D-dimer test and it tells you these things. Yes, there is a solution to find out whether or not you've had clotting, and that's to go to your doctor and say, I want a D-dimer test. That's D-dimer. D-dimer. This is one of the tests that this doctor in Canada used, and he's finding out that 67% of all his patients are clotting because the test is showing it. That means, and if you haven't been looking into what's inside of these drugs that they're giving people when they get the jab, there's a hydra in it. Look up a picture of a hydra, H-Y-D-R-A. Look it up. Go to Google and say, show me a picture of a hydra, and look it up. This is what they have found that's left over in the vials after they've been given. They've been doing research and looking into, these are actually live hydra crawling around. They look like a squid. And they're crawling around inside this drug, which means when it gets injected into you, it's crawling around inside you. Wow, you didn't know that? You should go look it up. Go look up Hydra and look up some of the links that you're finding out there in the back channels. There is one such link, and it shows these little critters crawling around live in the shot, in the jab. And you wonder why a lot of people don't want to take it? Wow. You got anything you want to say? 844-769-2944. Doesn't matter whether it's a show from yesterday or one we're talking about today. You certainly can call up and, you know, tell us what you're thinking. Why do dogs tilt their heads? You ever notice that? I had a couple of German Shepherds once. I used to say, you want to go for a walk? Boy, you should have seen their heads tilt. It's like they know things. They know things. They hear things and they go, oh, when they say that word go or that word walk, it means, oh, or he's grabbing the leash. Now they get all excited because they know. But you've seen them, like when you whistle at a dog and they tilt their head. Why do they do that? Well, according to scientists, it might be a sign of concentration and memory recall, because animals are very smart. Several animals, including humans, present an asymmetry in the way that they move or perceive the environment through their senses. So, for instance, one can prefer an ear or an eye over the other when processing a vocal signal or an image. In dogs, these asymmetries manifest in behaviors such as tail wagging, nostril use while sniffing, or even paw preference when trying to grasp something out of their reach. Tilting the head is yet another asymmetrical movement in dogs, but nobody's ever studied it up until now. According to Good News Network, they investigated the frequency and direction of the behavior in response to a specific human verbal vocalization when the owner asked the dog to bring a toy by saying its name. And so this is why when you take your dog to training, which I recommend doing wholeheartedly, don't just let your dog sit around and be a couch potato like you. Take him to a training class. I took my Shepherd to a training class and went through all of the sessions. And the dog was always taught, when you hear your name, it means I'm talking to you. So you give your name and you say a command, like what I did with my Shepherd, Liebchen. And I said, Liebchen, sit. And the dog immediately knew. I got to the point where I could literally put my hand palm face down and push it toward the ground, and the dog would say, okay, I'm supposed to lay down. I'm supposed to go down. I don't even have to say the word Liebchen down. The dog automatically knew. So this is a very specific dog owner communicative interaction, which is really good to know. So that's another way to project. And if you need protection on your property, dogs are a good thing, especially ones that are trained. You know, sick'em is not exactly the kind of word that you would use. They actually have commands that will work that police dogs are trained to use, and sick'em isn't one of them. All right. Would you agree, Tom, in Michigan?
Yeah, sounds right to me.
What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, you know, there's a legal doctrine there, Supreme Court justices have said it, where, you know, once a law is found unconstitutional, that it purports to settle as if it never was in the first place, and that all the fines have to be returned, and anybody imprisoned has to be let out that was imprisoned under that law. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. But then is that the reason why, we're basically going to have to live with the unconstitutional 17th Amendment from now on? You know, I don't know if you get, you know.
17th Amendment.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you are talking about, let's see here.
Well,
17th Amendment.
We're talking about it. The 16th Amendment's constitutional. It's just that it's an excise tax on a source of income, so it's been
okay.
It's been misused. But if you refresh yourself on Article 5 of the Constitution, the last sentence basically says that no state can be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate by amendment. But in 185 U.S. On 621. The case starts on 601. Chief Justice Fuller said that, no state can be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate by amendment. That's the
right
one thing. That's like the forbidden fruit. Again, in Article 4, Section 4, we're guaranteed our Republican form of government. So every time I hear now, I hear Constitution from the Republicans, you know, I just have to start shaking my head. You know, we would have 62 Republican senators right now if it wasn't for the 17th Amendment.
Yep, I follow what you're saying, because it basically involves the fact that the U.S. shall be composed of two senators from each state for a term of 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote.
Yeah, and I did a little paper. I did a little word search on the Constitution on Senate, and you know it tells exactly what the Senate is. You know, by definition, it's defined in the Constitution. And you know, when you change the definition of the word, you know, you don't change what it actually was. It's just, you know, it's a word game and a paper shuffle. You know, I mean, equal suffrage, that's a compound noun to my thinking. You know, you can't take away half of the compound noun and still have, you know, what it was intended to be in the first place.
That's true. I mean, it could change the entire meaning of the word. It was just like, you know, what Dave in New Jersey was talking about earlier, where the clerks thought that this slingshot was improper, that they must have made a mistake, and they changed the word to slingshot. So, you know, you change one letter, one word, one jot, or one tittle, and all of a sudden the whole meaning of the thing changes, and I get that. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why we just advocate people to study their Constitution.
Yeah, and so we're going down this road the wrong way, and every year now, you know, we're getting further and further away from what we're supposed to be, now is legal chaos. That's the excuse for not going back to where we went wrong and making it right.
That's a problem. You know, this is why Kyle Rittenhouse is in the hot seat right now, is because of legal chaos, because they're politicizing everything these days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking, you know, smarter people than me, you know, could figure something out. But, you know, I mean, right now we're looking at this great reset and, you know, possible hyperinflation. You know, makes me wonder if now isn't the time to, you know, to set things right and, you know, try to do it the right way, you know, instead of, you know, continuing on the wrong road and then wondering why things keep going wrong.
I understand your logic in that and your frustration in the statement you just made, Tom. The circumstance is such, I think, that people are sitting at home. They're watching this thing from afar. They're evaluating their own situations. And if you're not evaluating your situations right now and looking at, okay, what's it going to take for me to survive for another year if all hell breaks loose? What is it going to take? I need to look at my budget. I need to look at my finances. I need to look at my groceries. I got my finger on the trigger because I think a lot of people do. I think they're just sitting back there knowing that if all hell breaks loose, they have the means to defend their homestead, defend their rights, defend the Constitution. And like I said, we've talked about a lot of different things this week, including why they're dumbing down vets. Sherry in Kansas came up with a good point. They just, you know, they want to keep vets drugged so they can't have a firearm. They do that too because they want to eliminate the vet completely through suicide so they don't have to pay benefits. There's some nefarious substance behind every single thing going on, and it looks like this whole system of government, Tom, is all one big system. And it's very, very hard to tolerate, which is one of the reasons why we're thank you for your call and thank you for listeners like you tuning into the Power Hour. All of you folks that called in today, we thank you so much. And, of course, we will be back on Monday with another segment of the Power Hour, more guests and more education, more solutions to what's going on in your world. In the meantime, Dave Krieger, your host, saying God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Zeb Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.